And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Our monthly gardening show with our local experts and your questions and your comments. It's just ahead. We start, though, with WVXU reporter Jay Hanselman, who covered the first of three public hearings related to the city of Cincinnati's budget, which featured hundreds of comments, including many calling to defund the police. Jay Hanselman, thank you for being with us.
No problem.
We are socially distanced. You're behind me in another studio. It's interesting, but I'm glad that you could be with us. Talk a little bit about what the situation was on Tuesday. This is the first of three. It was a hybrid format with people showing up in person, but also expressing their concerns via Zoom.
Right. There was a big discussion last week about how these hearings were going to be held. And basically, they decided that they would take the biggest room at the convention center, which is the Grand Ballroom, and they would socially distance. So they had basically 500 chairs that were all spaced 6 feet apart. And then for people who didn't feel comfortable showing up in person, they sent out information that you could sign in for a Zoom conversation with council members. And you had your choice. You could be seen by the council members or just have your voice heard. And actually, it ended up there were about 50 that showed up to speak in person. And at one point, they announced that there were 140 signed up on Zoom. I don't know that all of those actually spoke via Zoom, but there were, you might as well say, roughly 200. And to put that in perspective, I've covered budget hearings where they've had three hearings, and they were lucky if they had 100 people attend all three. Last night, they had at least, you know, around 200 testify for just one hearing.
And this is important because there are two more scheduled meetings that the people of Cincinnati who might want to express an opinion would like to engage in. So there's another one, I know, Friday. What's the other day?
There's one Thursday that will start tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and could run until midnight. And then on Friday, they're going to start at noon. And that will go until everybody has a chance to speak or midnight. So you can literally there could be 12 hours of public testimony on Friday afternoon. Both are also at the Duke Energy Convention Center, and you still have the option to testify in person, or you can do the Zoom and all the details about that, how you sign up, and they will call you to confirm your appointment, cincinnati-oh.gov.
And let's talk a little bit about what was discussed. I mean, this is a bit unprecedented that you would hear people calling for defunding a police department. It is happening across the country. Some cities are even responding in earnest with plans to lower the amount of funding that the police get and rearrange the way police services are delivered to their communities. We heard from a lot of people during this first one. Let's play some clips from last night.
Normal are streets that are cracked in poor neighborhoods. Normal is urban being synonymous with black. Normal is knowing that our public schools are never going to be as well-funded as schools with primarily white students. We're not going back to normal. Normal is over. All right? There is no normal. And this budget is not acceptable. All right, so while I have some time left, what we want you to do is take 50% of the budget away. And I will be back at another public hearing to talk more about. But as far as the police, we want 50%.
And again, we're hearing recordings from comments at Tuesday's public hearing related to the city of Cincinnati budget. Let's hear another one.
Why is there no detailed itemized budget for CPD? It is listed in all the documents as two line items of the general fund, personnel and non-personnel. You know, the total police budget as proposed by the mayor is about 39% of the entire general fund. Mr. Pastor said in the budget committee yesterday that he's very hesitant to cut any personnel from the CPD, cut any benefits. But that still gives us almost 4% of the general fund to reallocate and do what we want with. I think we can go a lot further. I think we can cut out of that personal fund, but that's ultimately up for council to decide.
And again, we're talking with WVXU reporter Jay Hanselman, who covered these meetings. Jay, the theme in those two comments, I think, were expressed throughout a variety of different people who were speaking to the city council about their concerns about the way the police department is funded. What exactly does the budget say currently as proposed as it relates to law enforcement?
Right now, the all funds budget for the Cincinnati Police Department is just north of $155 million, and that's about a $1.2 million increase from the current fiscal year, which ends on June 30th. And most of that increase is because of the contract that the city has with the FOP labor union for wages and benefits and whatnot. And then there was also a significant increase. The city has enhanced the body-worn camera program, and there are extra expenses now that come with that. So that's also reflected in this budget. But yes, and I know that has been raised as a concern. The police department budget from year over year did increase by just about $1.2 million.
And as a percentage of the overall budget, what does the police department represent?
I can't tell you specifically the police department. I can tell you public safety, which includes the police department and the fire department, that is around 70%. So more than two-thirds of the budget is dedicated to public safety, being police and fire, and then all the other city services are about 30%.
Folks who were listening to our show earlier this week, we talked a little bit about the Citizen Complaint Authority, the CCA, that was established a couple of years after the civil unrest here in 2001 related to another deadly police-involved shooting of 19-year-old Timothy Thomas. There have been calls to better fund that committee, to better staff that committee so that they can investigate complaints against police officers. This budget does include additional money. Does it appear that it's enough for the people who are calling for an increase?
I think that both the mayor and city manager have indicated that there is the full funding for the CCA that folks have been requesting, and that would allow them to hire two additional investigators. They're supposed to have five. Right now they have three, and they've been without an executive director. The money is there already for the executive director. It's just been vacant. So from what I understand, the way that it's been described to me, the full funding that the CCA needs to hire those two other investigators is included in the proposed budget.
And as far as the city council reaction to the hearing, this was more of a listening session from their perspective, right?
Right. There were a few comments, like thank yous and maybe some clarifying points. But as far as them engaging with anyone who was speaking about whether police should be defunded, no, they were just listening.
Well, some of them will be waging campaigns next year, maybe for a different office or maybe for re-election. And I'm sure as a politician, when you take that mindset, this moment has to weigh on what your response is supposed to be. Are you responding to the moment that the community is asking for? I'm wondering if you've seen any comments outside of the context of the meeting from any members of council who may have expressed support for what has just been generically referred to as defunding the police.
I haven't seen anything specific. I get the sense that there may be, and this may be a bad term, but there may be some nibbling around the edges of the police department budget. But I've seen no desire to cut the police budget in half by 50%. One speaker last night wanted to completely defund police altogether, all 100%, and dismantle the department. Again, I've heard no support for that. And the only one that I do know has been on record is Mayor Cranley. After he met with some folks last week, he said that he would not support defunding the police department. And that's important because if council were to do it, it's likely that he would probably veto it, and it would take six council members to override his veto. And I think six is a high threshold if they want a significant defunding of the police department.
And we learned, Jay, on Tuesday that City Manager Patrick Duhaney is leaving his position here in Cincinnati, taking the same job in Virginia Beach. But he's going to be here through the budget process. So that's probably welcome news for Mayor John Cranley, who's worked closely with the city manager and praised him greatly on our program just yesterday. But what's next from the official standpoint? What's the process for this budget look like? I know, as we talked about at the beginning of this conversation, there are two more public hearings scheduled. But from a policy perspective, what's next in that chain of events?
My guess is normally what council members do is they listen. And what they hear from the people who talk at these hearings, they usually draft into some motions. Those will probably be discussed informally over the weekend. And probably next Monday, there should be some sort of omnibus motion that will make a series of changes to the proposed budget from the city manager and the mayor. The Budget and Finance Committee is scheduled to approve that on Monday. And if they do, then it would go on for the full council to approve next Wednesday, which is June the 24th. They have to have it done by June the 30th. And this is a very compressed time frame. So I would assume that there's going to be lots of activity this weekend about what they heard and if they're going to be able to satisfy any of these demands that they're hearing at these hearings.
WVXU reporter Jay Hanselman will continue to cover this story on 91.7 FM and also online at WVXU.org. Jay, thanks for taking the time to update us.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.